This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That means our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That also means our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there. Also, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler the same way. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter the same way. And you can find us as Captain's America on all of them. Captain's America. Well, this is how you'll find us on every one of those. Now, we also have a website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer. All righty, joining us right now, Thursday morning, every Tuesday and Thursday, you will hear retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright with us, and chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Here he is right now. Yay! They're on the roof. They're on the roof. They're applauding. They're shouting. They're screaming. All right, 67 degrees, and they had to meet you out there, and they did, so there you go. So your reception committee has arrived.
All right. Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning.
Yep. You ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, and boy, could we use some of that right now and bring back some common sense to America. Because we seem to be losing it every time you turn around. Well, let's see. What's happening? Well, how about this? For the first time in 100 years, the House failed to elect a speaker on the first ballot after Representative Kevin McCarthy, of course, he's from California, failed to get enough votes. Not once, not twice, not three times. How about six times? And 20 Republicans voted against him for a different candidate, and one person even said that they were voting present, that didn't vote at all. So as far as what's stopping McCarthy right now, it seems to be these 20 Republicans, 21 maybe, we don't know for sure, and that's all subject to change from what we've heard now as of noontime today. Is that right?
It is. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Of course, this has been followed with great interest all along.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? We heard a lot of things come through the news last night about who talked to who and why they talked and what they said, and there's money involved, there's PACs involved. I mean, my God in heaven, what the hell's going on?
Captain, I'm in the Chris Murkowski thing here. This is not a Chicken Little, the sky is falling, whether you're a Republican or whether you are a somebody who supports and defends the United States Constitution. The process that is going on right now, regardless of whether it's been 100 years, I'm like Chris. It's probably overdue for this process to occur. Everything's happening in accordance with the United States Constitution, and we can say, as Sean Hannity did now in his very unprofessional interview of Boebert from Colorado and shutting her down, hey, you need to buckle up because you're in the minority. Well, you know what? The founding fathers were very careful to craft a constitution that prevented us from the tyranny of both the majority and the minority. So I'm sorry. John Hannity is wrong there, and that's one of the reasons why his unprofessional behavior that he exhibited last night in shutting down and not being professional. I watched other channels, for example, on Newsmax, Eric Bolling, he at least had panels that were supported both sides. Mm-hmm. That's part of the problem. We've got folks on both sides that are shutting down and not reflecting the truth. And you said, well, the news will come out, and there's been news out there. Some of it's news, some of it's not. Some of it's people just prognosticating, reading, and interpreting things, which are in many cases, not fair. And we don't do ourselves or the country or the Republican Party any favor when we call any of these 20 folks terrorists, as Crenshaw did in Texas, or if you are like Matt Walsh, a representative from Florida, and three, now four, of those amongst the 20 are Florida state representatives or Florida representatives in Congress, to come out there and deride them in that way, that is not helpful at all. And I'm sorry, I agree with
you. You know what the problem is with all of that?
Well,
didn't Crenshaw use that terminology, terrorist, while he was in the Capitol, in the building?
Yeah, and so the Bennett, he did that. They could do that, but that doesn't make it right.
It doesn't mean it's right, but they can say anything they want about anybody they want, about anything they want, and not get in trouble for it because they are protected by the halls of Congress, so to speak, the Capitol.
Right, and that applies to everybody involved,
that's right.
Include the 20.
Yep.
And McCarthy can come out of a meeting with the 20, and he can characterize that meeting any way he pleases and not be held liable.
Well, hold that thought, because we'll be right back with a whole bunch more stuff, and I got to ask the Colonel about something else that's going on here, because we got drones flying around, we got we got airplanes, we got tanks. The Colonel is a tanker. We got tanks headed out to, I think, the Ukraine.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce. Right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank, and you'll hear Frank tomorrow on the program, and I can guarantee you we will have a barn burner of a couple of segments when he's on. I guarantee you that one. Now, you know, you've heard me talk about this before, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Wright, is brought to you by my friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive has the Nissan dealerships as well as the Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue, right beside one of their Nissan dealerships. But they're located in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Nissan and Acura, of course, side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all new Moss Nissan brand spanking new building is in Brooksville, State Route 50, right there by the parkway, the toll road, just inside that eastbound side, about maybe 100 yards on the right side. You'll see them. Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan dealership up there in Brooksville. Now, they are the home, the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, veterans, first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or police, and church pastors get a great deal afforded to you. In addition, Moss Care comes with all the vehicles that you buy there, whether they're new or certified pre-owned. That gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So check them out. Take a look at them online first, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and then set up an appointment to go see them and see what they have to offer. I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised. Okay, back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. And, of course, he is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and also the host of Military Matters. Now, we're going to switch gears because we have to. We got a lot of things to talk about. First of all, I'm going to get into some political pandering, if you will. No action is going to be taken against Major General U.S. Army Patrick Donahue's dust-up with Tucker Carlson on Fox over women serving in the military. You remember that little deal?
Yeah, I do. And I monitored your discussion earlier about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and the general's planned July retirement had been put on hold over the investigation into his behavior. All that is, he's been cleared. All of that is fine. He's going to retire when he said he was going to, and Tucker Carlson can go back in his box right now.
Yeah, and there's one reason why Tucker Carlson has a rise in his viewership as opposed to the decline of somebody like Sean Hannity. But this is not one of the reasons. Tucker Carlson, nobody's infallible. And I'm afraid he wasn't right on this one. He hadn't always been right. He's generally been right on his observations about what's going on in the House of Representatives right now. But on this particular issue, I'm not with him. Now, I will agree. I will say one thing. Hey, all the movies and stuff like that, the G.I. Jane, all that stuff like that, that's a bunch of hooey. We all know that. And I've always had kind of the thought that, with women in combat, well, and to a great extent, many of them have been, even if they are not in a combat MOS, have been involved in combat.
Oh, yeah.
But it hasn't been in the style of G.I. Jane. And those that have pointed to the Israeli Defense Forces being saying, hey, here we have women in combat, that's baloney. That is not what the Israeli Defense Forces do. They use women to train folks for combat, but they are very, very circumspect. And it's a part of the Jewish faith to keep them out of combat, which is hard to do when you're defending a nation the size of New Jersey and you've got enemies on all sides, historically speaking. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear that's a good news story. And, Tucker wasn't quite right on that way. But the truth, as always, is somewhere in between when it comes to the portrayal of women in combat and what the proper role of women in the military is. It's increased. That's the world we're in.
Well, now we hear that the Ukraine is definitely going to be getting tanks. It's not going to be what we were told to begin with, which was the first story, Challenger tanks. It's going to be the Bradley fighting vehicles, and they're probably going to come out of the Ukraine, come out of Kuwait, where they're being stored, or Saudi Arabia out there in the desert for use at a later time. We left a lot of that behind.
Yeah, you know, I've come on, I've talked to you many times, and I am definitely against any additional military aid to Ukraine. Diplomatic and economic, that's one thing. However, given what it is, Bradleys are already there. That's at least a lower cost end of thing that won't add to our national debt. Although it is stuff that won't be available for other purposes if we give to Ukraine. And instead of the British coming up and coughing up Challenger tanks to Ukrainians, you got a more lightweight, more capable, given the nature of the battlefield and given the geography and the terrain of the battlefield there in Ukraine, a much better fit. In fact, there's even better fits than the Bradley fighting vehicles, but we're not going to give up some of our more current, more advanced, lightweight infantry fighting vehicles that we have. But that is what it is. And, sometimes we take a step forward and a step or two steps back, but we'll see.
I got a question for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
President Joe Biden, working with a Democrat-controlled Congress this past year, increased the federal debt in 2022 by approximately $11,374 per American worker. Now, you're technically retired, but then again, maybe you're not. You do a little bit of work, so maybe some of that money's fallen off onto you. But what exactly did you get out of Joe Biden last year that you can think about?
Even talking about there's been a lot of jumping about the increase in military pay. I will talk for myself personally. The only reason why I came out a little bit ahead as far as what I'm making now January versus January last year is because of what I make because of my disabilities and all that, which is non-taxable.
Right.
My basic pay, I gain nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always more to the story, and it's more convoluted than you think. But in terms of what I gained as an American, beyond just being a veteran and drawing retirement pay for 24 years of service,
mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I gained like every other American, initial $32 trillion in debt. That's what we got.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody's in the same boat. And I'm like you. I get a disability pension, too, for what happened to me in the fire service, which wrecked my career. But it is what it is. And you are right. You don't pay income tax on that. By the way, there's something else coming up here right now that involves politics. And it's the National Republican Party chairman's election coming up. Rhoda McDaniel is running. And one of the opponents that she's going to be running against is Harmit Dhillon. She's the one that's on TV a lot, the attorney and all that.
Yes.
She seems to be getting some more support, getting stronger with the support that she's getting in to become the RNC chairwoman. Now, I'm telling everybody they better keep their eyes open and watch what's going on here, because she could sneak in the back door. Never mind Mike Lindell or some of these other people. She could literally sneak right in the back door and take this away from Rhoda.
Well, Captain, I think increasingly this is looking like she's going to come in through the front door, because there is a growing groundswell. In fact, the vice chairman of the Florida Republican Party just came out and endorsed Dhillon to replace Rhoda. So
that's Christian Ziegler. Christian Ziegler
came out the opposite way a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's Christian Ziegler we're talking about.
Yeah, Christian Ziegler came out and endorsed her because he had a hue and cry from the county chairman throughout the state of Florida saying, hey, if nothing else, like, we don't need to throw wind behind that one. And, you know, one thing that some people forgot, Byron Donalds, who's getting a lot of national attention because he's one of the 20, he ran to be the head of the House Republican Caucus against Stefanik, who was the one that opened up and nominated Kevin McCarthy at the beginning of all this on the first ballot.
Mm-hmm.
He ran against her unsuccessfully. And there's a lot of parallels between his challenge to Stefanik there and what is going on with the replacing the RNC chair, because, hey, you don't reward failure. And I'm sorry. That's failure. And there's a lot of veins of similarity that are running between, one, what happened with Byron Donalds and his run against Stefanik, what is happening with the run and what will now be a very competitive run for the RNC chair, and what is happening in the discussion in the People's House, the House of Representatives, for who's going to be chair and lead the House of Representatives.
Now, can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I will.
Okay, because I got a couple things I want to run by. One of them has to do with, of all people, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, little old AOC, and some people that she was chatting to yesterday, happened to be Republicans, and what they chatted about. And wait till you hear this one, folks. I'm telling you, wait till you hear this one. This is too good not to mention. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, Kathy's going to take us to break. We're going to come right back. And Speaker of the House, AOC? I'll get into that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Brian Koberger, the 28-year-old criminal justice student accused of killing four undergrads near the University of Idaho, is back in the Gem State. At the Lata County Jail, he arrived overnight, hours after authorities flew him out of Pennsylvania in a private plane. A law enforcement officer said Koberger is being held in a separate holding cell, and his demeanor remains quiet. President Biden, touting his massive infrastructure bill in Kentucky on Wednesday, says it was a bipartisan effort.
I'm especially happy to be here with my friend and colleague in many years, and I might add, a longest-serving leader in the United States Senate, Senator Mitch McConnell.
Without a speaker in the House, Kevin McCarthy and his supporters launched a new round of talks late Wednesday with conservative holdouts who have blocked his bid for House Speaker. We'll find out today if any progress was made. Lance Fry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. All righty, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Colonel Wright, is brought to you by Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product I've been taking for going on over 9 years. I take it. Why? Because it works. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. Find out what I found out, and that is, if you've got aches, if you've got pains, and you've got injuries, like we were talking about, the colonel's got a disability, I've got a disability, I take it because it works. It's just that simple. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to the colonel. Colonel Wright, welcome aboard, and thanks for sticking around for a little extra time there.
Hey, no problem, Captain. My pleasure.
All right, now I got to talk about AOC because everybody's shaking their head about this one. There were a couple of conversations that were caught between two members of the GOP and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, so that have a lot of people wondering what they were discussing. Well, I think we now know, because the first one was with Paul Gosar, Republican of Arizona, and the second one was with Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida. She has proposed a co-speakership between the Republicans and the Democrats until the Republicans can get their game together.
Yeah, I don't believe any of the 20, even the most inexperienced and non-thinking of those, is going to take that. So what we've heard about the report of that conversation is largely from her, because she went on MSNBC, which she always has an audience with, last night, and she talked about that, and she couldn't say that they agreed to that. I think, and all this stuff about coming out and saying, hey, what the 20 is doing is going to lead to, oh, the Democrats being co-speakers or to Jeffries being a speaker. There is no evidence of that, and that's nonsense. In fact, it doesn't even follow the common sense rule. That is not going to happen. That is people that are sowing seeds of fear to try to get all in the 20 to toe the line and fall in with Kevin McCarthy, which is not fair. It's kind of doing sort of what we have gotten angry at the Democrats are doing, which is reflecting what they're doing onto other people. And it's wrong. It's wrong when Republicans do it. It's wrong when Democrats do it, plain and simple.
Okay, now I got something totally off the wall, and I got to have your opinion on this one before I let you go. You know who Joy Behar is, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Yep. Well, I made the mistake of going to see one of her appearances. She's a comedian, and I went to see one of her appearances. My wife wanted to see her. She heard all kinds of rumors about her, and we went to see her, and it was basically just a disgusting deal. We never should have gone because of all the profanity she was using in reference to sex and this, that, and the other. I really believe the woman's got a problem, but that's a story for another day. Now, she tore into men. She tore into conservatives, and she tore into anybody that likes football, claiming it a deadliest sport, and people were dying, and this latest illustration, this Bills football player, and what happened to him, that's all part of how deadly this sport is. And I'm thinking to myself, get a life.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Yeah, Joy Behar, I mean, to throw her in as being a comedian, but of course many comedians have gone that way. They're just not funny. And they ought to be stripped of the comedian title because, I'm like you. I'm not surprised at all that that's what you experience because that's what she is. She hints at it when she comes on and has to watch the kind of language that she uses to a certain extent, but she doesn't watch the crazy, nutty ideas that she promotes out there. So, that doesn't surprise me. And, yeah, you know, the other big story, of course, this week is what happened to the Buffalo Bills safety. And there's been all kinds of loony stuff that have come out of that, not supported by evidence or inferred and not known to be facts, but stated as facts. And that's where we're at in our country. And you got to be very discerning. And you got to be very smart and keep your keep your ear to the rails.
Here's the latest on Hamlin, the ball player. He's showing signs of improvement, very slow, very gradual. Everybody believes it's going to take a while, but they moved him from laying on his back to laying on his stomach, reduced his rate of oxygen from 100% to 50%. So that is an improvement. So that is a good sign. But we don't know anything else yet. As to what's going to happen, we'll just have to wait.
And I do, and I join others. That's an American story. It's not just an NFL or a COVID vaccine story.
Okay,
all that stuff is a subtext of that.
Okay, well, Colonel, give us your website, and are you coming to lunch today?
I am. Yeah, today's my Veterans Day. I've got breakfast with a crowd there at Bob Evans, and then I will be joining you for lunch, Captain. I look forward to that, the first Thursday of every month at Nixon's Fruit Farms.
All right, and the website for the group?
Yeah, we're on a Facebook page. We got a newsletter that we regularly put out. In fact, I just published, I will see you again on lunch on the 18th down here in Manatee County, and I just posted the advertisement. People can register to come hear you as a featured speaker at Lakewood Ranch Golf and Country Club on the 18th of January. Mm-hmm. So I get to see a lot of you in January, which is much to my delight.
All right. Thanks, Colonel. I'll talk to you again next week. Have a great one.
All right, Captain. You take care.
All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, good friend of ours. Okay, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Well, it's that time of the day, and joining us right now from the National Aviation Academy, we have Bo Browning. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting week so far.
It's been an interesting new year so far, that's for sure.
My God, what the heck? What's going to happen next?
Got no idea. You know, we had a nice little Christmas break over there at National Aviation Academy. I tried to stay away from the news, you know, didn't do a whole lot. And, you know, came back.
Welcome back.
On Monday, like everybody else did. And, you know, this is where we're at. You know, we thought we had a bunch of things settled in this country, and, you know, apparently not.
Well, there's a lot of things that had to be done by the Congress, and I think one of them has to do with something you're involved in. I believe that there was some sort of legislation or regulations that were coming through, and the Congress is unable to do anything until they get sworn in. So technically they're holding up you guys, too, with the schools and whatnot, with the stuff that they were going to put in, the new rules.
Sure, you know there's a lot of things. Obviously, the Biden administration was doing a lot of things. You know, the last year or so, when it comes to you know, student loan forgiveness and, you know, debt relief and all this stuff, and of course it puts a lot of students in limbo. It puts a lot of the institutions, you know, quite honestly, the institutions, you know, may not know exactly how to handle their students, what exactly is going on. It seems like every day there's new legislation, new regulations coming out, and that the schools have to, you know, filter through, to see and make sure they're in compliance with all those new regulations. So it's a very difficult, very, very trying time, not only for National Aviation Academy, but I believe institutions across the country trying to make sure they're doing the right thing for their institution, doing the right thing in the best interest of their students that are attending those institutions also.
Now, with the two locations that you guys have, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, the other one here in Clearwater, is there more activity in one city versus the other, or is it about the same? Or
Well, I obviously, our Clearwater, Florida campus is the largest campus of the two. You know, we have the largest footprint. We have the largest facility. Our Concord, Mass. Campus is smaller. You know, obviously the state of Florida, you know, there's, you know, roughly 22 million people in the state of Florida. Between Pinellas County and Hillsborough County, we're talking, you know, slightly more than 2.2 million people. The place is, you know, it's one of the fastest growing areas in the United States. And of course, the state of Massachusetts in the New England area, you know, Massachusetts only has about 8 million people in it, 7, 8 million people. And the New England area combined with a lot of the states up there, you know, probably is roughly all the states combined don't even have the same population as the state of Florida does. So, you know, just population, age, demographic, you know, the type of people that are coming down here.
Go ahead.
Looking into those things. So our campus here in Florida is much larger.
Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the morning, and we shall return. By the way, it's a nice morning at the moment here in the Tampa Bay area. I hope it stays that way, but the temperature's going to drop tomorrow.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we will take it right away. And by the way, this final portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And by the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And Dominique's will also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So all you got to do is give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, I asked you a question and off the air, so now I'll ask you on the air. Is the economy and the shape of the economy having any control over what's going on with the students wanting to go to school right now?
I absolutely believe it is. You know, I think there's, you know, not only the inflation, the cost of living and everything, you know, it's definitely impacting our students here in the state of Florida and in the Tampa Bay area, because the cost of living is really kind of gotten out of control here. You know, let's be quite honest, finding an affordable apartment in the Tampa Bay area is next to impossible. So I think it's affecting schools across the nation. I think it's affecting students across the nation. Not only the students' cost of living is going up across the nation, their cost of travel, gas, food, all of that has also gone up. The full-time students, you know, are you know, some of them are working part-time jobs, go to school full-time, and, you know, they may not be making a lot of money. And, of course, you know, I believe students try to minimize the amount of debt they get when they take student loans, you know. But again, you know, education is an opportunity, and opportunity is not free. So you know, you have to pay for that education somehow. But, yes, inflation, the cost of living, it's affecting the students. I believe it's also affecting the institutions. For example, you know, some of the consumable items that we buy at National Aviation Academy have gone up, you know, 1,000%. In the last 2 years, you know, since the COVID pandemic, you know, we got consumable items that we used to buy for, you know, $2, $3, $4, and now they're $40, $50 a piece now. So the cost of metal has gone up. You know, obviously anything that's petroleum based has gone up also. So, you know, those are all things that are affecting the institution. And of course, it's affecting the employees at all the institutions across the country too, I believe. You know, we have to pay rent. We have to travel. We have to buy gas. We have to buy food. We have responsibilities we have to take care of in our personal lives. So, you know, the cost of living, inflation, it's affecting everybody across the board. I don't think anyone's immune to it. And is it making people make different decisions when it comes to enrolling in school? Yes, I believe so. And, you know, there's also a lot of jobs out there. So individuals that really want to go to work and earn a living, there is an opportunity for them to do that. But I think one of the biggest impacts that's affecting the institutions across the country is there's a lingering effect that I believe was brought on by COVID, and that is people do not want to invest time or energy into anything. They believe that they don't have to work hard to earn anything in this country right now, and I, that's just my personal feeling of being across this country. You know, I was just up in Nashville, and you know, and quite honestly, you know, 45 minutes an hour wait to get into a buffet to eat breakfast, you know, inside a hotel that I'm paying $400 a night for, it's ridiculous, you know, all because there's not enough people working, but at the same time, the hotel sold out. So it's a strange phenomenon going on in this country. I don't know where all these people are getting all this money, and I don't know how they're doing it by not working, because apparently there's a lot of unfilled jobs in this country.
There is a lot of unfilled jobs, and one of the things, if you wanted a job, folks, aviation maintenance technicians, that is a very high in-demand job. There's always a job that you can find working within that industry, because when you get certified, you're certified to work anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anywhere.
You know, and you know, we had a former student in the campus yesterday, and I was talking with Paul, and you know, he's an AOG mechanic, you know, flight mechanic, and works roughly, you know, 14 days a month. Gets paid $80,000 a year, so you know, essentially he's getting paid $80,000 a year for working 6 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great job, young guy, great opportunity, but he works hard. He believes in working hard. The mechanics he works with work hard. They believe in what they're doing. They have pride in their job. So the opportunity for somebody out there in the aviation maintenance world, the aviation world in general, the opportunity is great right now. But, you know, you have to understand the importance of the job you're doing. You know, for example, there was an airport worker in Alabama 2 days ago that got sucked into the intake of an aircraft. Unfortunately, that individual lost their life, according to the news reports. But you know, aviation is inherently dangerous. It's a well-respected, it's a rewarding job, but it's inherently dangerous. You cannot be complacent. You must be aware of your surroundings, and you must go to work every day wanting to do the best job possible to look out for your safety, the flying public safety, and your co-worker safety. Make sure those airplanes are operated safely, efficiently, and to get from one point A to point B, you know, on time. You know, so there's a lot of opportunity out there. You know, people, I still believe there are people that want to earn a living, that want to work hard, they want to earn their own way in this world and in the United States. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, spreading that work ethic, spreading that mentality, you know, and letting people know it's okay to want to earn something. It's okay to get out there and earn your own way. It is absolutely okay.
Well, I'm not going to give up the towel in the country yet. I think there's a lot of people that do want to work and they do want to get paid well for what they do. But again, it's just like anything else. No one's going to hand it to you.
No,
you
got
to go looking for it. And again, for those of you that want to learn a trade, and you perhaps you're even in the military listening to me right now, and you got your orders, you're going to get out of the military after you're 20 or 5 or 10 or whatever it is that you've done. Get a hold of National Aviation Academy. You can do that by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And go click on the information, find out where the campuses are, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Come on down, see you, or whatever.
Absolutely. You know, National Aviation Academy is here to provide an opportunity, and, you know, opportunity cost. You know, nothing of value is ever free. You know, so, you know, come out, earn your own way. You know, get a good career opportunity. Invest in yourself. And you will get rewarded for that hard work and that investment in the future. Absolutely. You know, aviation has done that for me. It changed my future. You know, I'm no different than probably our average student that goes that's enrolled in our program. And even though I went about this a little bit different, you know, the aviation industry absolutely changed my future. It gave me opportunity that I never thought I would have. So, you know, look into it if you're looking for a career. The opportunities out there right now for any individual that's looking for something new, something different, something rewarding to do. You know, look into the aviation maintenance technician world. Like I've always said, there's 180 schools across the country. Compare them. See which one best fits you. You know, make a well-educated decision. And invest in your future, and you will get a rewarding career.
Well, Bo, we reached the end of the time limit here, so we have encouraged everybody to go to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check it out and find out where your campuses are located, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass., and give you a call at 800-659-2080. And who knows, they might even be able to talk to you.
Absolutely.
And you can help them out.
Absolutely. You know, thank you again. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate the audience's time.
All right, and audience, we will be back tonight. And for those of you down there that want to come have lunch with the captain, you can certainly do that down in Bradenton today at Manatee, in the Manatee County area. I'll be at Mixon's Roadside Cafe, 11:30 to 1:30. Come on by, have lunch with the captain, and enjoy some of that orange swirl ice cream. I'll see y'all later.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.